This is the SD blog. You are listening to 8H Triax, or the challenge of designing smaller, hotter, and safer. SD is announcing a new milestone with the availability of 15 part numbers in its series of 8H Triax rated at 800 volts, which all support a junction temperature of 150 degrees centigrade. The family of devices now ranges from 8 amps to 30 amps for a wide gamut of applications. The components are also available in TO220AB, TO220AB insulated, and TDUPAC packages. The latter offers better integration and dissipation, enabling engineers to cut heat sinks by half compared to a TO2 package. The expansion of our 8H Triax series is a direct response to new industry challenges. Indeed, the components address recent desires to shrink the circuit and its enclosure while keeping high operating temperatures. The seemingly contradictory requirements demanded new solutions like our new 8H Triax, which already received design wins. Let us, therefore, look at the new electrical obstacles engineers face and what they can do to solve them. 8H Triax and the new challenges engineers face. Smaller, but more powerful. Let's take the classic example of the hairdryer. First invented by a French stylist in 1890, the device looked like an inverted vacuum cleaner and was almost as tall as a person. American companies then innovated, releasing the first handheld model around 1915. It weighed about 2 pounds, 1 kilogram, and could only produce 100 watts of heat. Today, a standard model weighs half that, is far safer, and offers nearly 2,000 watts. Despite these accomplishments, the industry is still moving forward with smaller and more powerful appliances. Each technological leap is no longer as drastic as it was in the 1900s. Yet, water heaters, coffee machines, or hair dryers are still shrinking to fit smaller living spaces, reduce their environmental impacts, and more. Safety challenges. The inherent problem behind smaller hair dryers is that they still have to operate at high temperatures. Similarly, a coffee machine or water heater must still provide enough heat to reach a boiling point. However, shrinking the overall systems create new electrical challenges that can have damaging consequences. In the case of a household blender, shrinking the overall design cannot come at the cost of safety measures. For instance, blenders almost always include a damping protection circuit against fast transient voltages at the mains. Without it, a machine in the off state, but still plugged to the wall, could suddenly run because of a sudden current surge, which is potentially harmful. However, protection circuits don't always easily scale down. The importance of the junction temperature. ST's 8H Triax now withstand higher fast transients and support a junction temperature of 150 degrees centigrade, which means that it is possible to more efficiently and safely shrink design. Indeed, at first glance, being able to reach 150 degrees centigrade instead of 125 centigrade may not appear that impressive. However, assuming that engineers are looking to keep the surface temperature of the device at about 60 degrees centigrade, the improvement signifies that instead of benefiting from a margin of 65 degrees centigrade, 125 minus 60, engineers now get to enjoy a headroom of 90 degrees centigrade. It's this increase of 50% that enables them to cut the heat sink by 2. 8H Triax and the new solutions now available. Greater temperature, smaller designs, higher reliability. Beyond the junction temperature itself, Engineers also study the range of products from a manufacturer that offer such thermal specifications. For instance, there are SD8H Triacs for smaller devices, 8 amps, water heaters, 10 amps, and even industrial HVACs, 30 amps, which is a sign of the reliability of the underlying manufacturing processes. Additionally, having a broad range of loads may help a company hasten the qualification process since devices all use a similar architecture. Another specification engineers study closely is the maximum on-state voltage drop, VTM. It measures the voltage across the device when it is on. The value is important because it directly impacts the size of other cooling components and, therefore, the design's dimension. On a device like the T1635HHG, a 16 amps, 800 volts 8H Triac, the maximum VTM is only 1.5 volt at 22 amps and 25 degrees centigrade. Similarly, the 8H Triacs have a lower leakage current at 150 degrees centigrade, which means the device is more stable over time and runs cooler in off state. Don't forget robustness. When choosing a device, teams finally delve into its robustness. Standards are increasingly more stringent, customers demand even more from their final product, and a design with high reliability and a long lifespan can propel a brand to new heights. Hence, to better assess a component's robustness, engineers must look at its noise immunity. Teams ought to also check the minimum rate of change in voltage that would unwantedly turn the device on, DV over DT, and its turn-off commutation capability, DI over DT times C. With a noise immunity of up to 6 kilovolts in applicative circuit, a static DVDT of 2,000 volts per microsecond at 150 degrees centigrade, and a solid DI over DT times C of at least 25 amps per millisecond for our 35 amps devices, the 8H Triacs have a unique advantage that already led to design wins. This was 8H Triacs, or the challenge of designing smaller, hotter, and safer. To learn more about our family of 8H Triac devices, or to get a link to read an application note on the Triac's behavior at turnoff, please check out blog.sd.com. Thank you.